Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Amen. 2017 year of Hallelujah. Ninth month pregnant, we give birth. Ninth month. How many moms are in the house? Moms, natural moms. The ninth month we give birth, right? We give birth to our babies. We carry the pregnancy and then we give birth. But then when you're going to give birth, you know, what do you have to do? Push comes to shove. You push. Well, you know, God is such a good God. When you know, God gives us things in seed form. How many moms, if you think about your babies, you're glad God gave you that baby in seed form. You didn't have to push him out or her out the way they are. My son is right here. My son is that tall, dark, handsome, gorgeous drummer here. Come, stand up, please. In case you don't know my son, he's here. Listen to your mother. No, I'm serious. I'm preaching. Listen to your mother. Listen. He won't get the mic again until I'm 60. He did it when I was 50. 10 years. And by that time, God would have worked on his heart. He would have forgiven me. So right here now, this man. See, look. But thank God when he came out as a baby. Can you imagine all these muscles that pushed it out? Don't worry, it's 10 years time, you won't get you. But that's how God gives us things in seed form. But ninth month, we push out the baby, and then the baby grows. Hallelujah. So how many of us, even if you're not fathers, even if you're not a mom, you want to give birth to what God has for you in 2017? How many people want to give birth to? I want what God has. Come on, people. I heard about 9 o'clock. I had 9 o'clock services. Yes. It's not, though. Okay. We're going to go straight in scripture. We're going to read together. Mark chapter 2. We're going to read all the way from verse 1 to 12. Okay? Are we there? And again, let's read together. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days and it was heard that he was in the... Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by 4 men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately, when Jesus perceived in the spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." And immediately he took up the bed and, yes, immediately he arose, took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." Amen. 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 You know, I really believe that what God wants to do in our lives, I mean, my women got to get this first. What God wants to do in our lives in 2017, that last phrase there, "We never saw anything like this." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that will be each one's testimony at the end of 2017. In the name of Jesus, God will do something new, Something like we've never seen before. Do you guys remember Psalms 126? It's one of my favorite scriptures. It says, when the Lord released the captives of Israel, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths was filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. They said it amongst the nations. The Lord has done great things for them. We said it. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Amen. You know, the Lord will do such a work in each one of our lives that, you know, they will say it amongst the nation. The Lord has done great things. And then we too will testify, because it says we never saw anything. So even the murmurers, the grumblers, the complainers, the haters, they had to admit. You know, when God does some things, no one can dispute it. If God takes you from Tanzania to another level of Tanzania, yes. Or if God takes you from assistant manager to manager, yes. But when the Lord takes you from pioneer to billionaire, you know, some things are clear. But what happened there was clear. The man was paralyzed. You know, even when I was thinking paralyzed, I was thinking, oh, he was just sitting like this, paralyzed. No, the Bible says that he was lying. I need some volunteers here. Please, I will call names if you don't come.
Okay. I need four, please, four.
Oh, what now? Please, four, yes. Four volunteers. No, I won't let anyone lie down because I don't know who can carry anyone. So, initially, I used to think the paralyzed man was sitting. But if you read the scripture, it says they brought him lying. He was lying down. And then these were the men. Okay? I'm gonna quickly go. It says it. They came to him bringing this man. But the Bible says that they wanted to come in through the normal route. Actually, sit down for a minute. I'll come back. They wanted to come in through the normal route. They went to the door. What happened when they got to the door? They could not get in. It was packed. I can imagine them saying, oh, please, can you make room? Can you make room? We've got a paralyzed man here. We want Jesus to heal him. And you know, the people by the door saying, really? You think we here, we've just come. I can see people with anti-roots attitude. Like, really? You think we have just come to see a show. What? Oh, your friend is paralyzed. Your friend can talk. Your friend can still see. Your friend can still eat. Look, that man over there, that one, he's paralyzed, he's deaf, he's blind, he's dumb. There are cases that are worse than yours. So there's no room. And then I can see them going to the window. Ugh, window, like, look, your paralyzed man is still alive. This one that we have here, he's dead. We want Jesus to raise him up. You're not priority. I can just imagine. But you think about it. This guy's had a dream. How many of us have a dream for 2017? Things that we're believing God for things that we know that, Lord, I need you. It's the year of expansion. So I don't want 2017 to end like it did in 2016. 2016 was great. 2015 was fantastic. 2014 was awesome. But 2016, year of expansion. Amen. I got to expand. And in expanding, it has to be something different. It has to be something I have never seen before. Something that even people who say haters too have never seen before. Amen? That's what I'm believing you for. So they got there. They had a dream. Like, this our friend. We've heard about Jesus. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I can imagine the four friends that heard about Jesus, heard about how, you know, he healed blind Bartimaeus, heard about how he raised Jairus' daughter. I heard about how, you know, that woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, and, you know, she got healed. They'd heard stories, and they thought, this man that's paralyzed like that, Jesus can heal him. Let's take him there. And they got to the door. They couldn't get in. They got to the window. They couldn't get in. How many of us believers, because we're such good believers, we're so well behaved, eh? How many of us are like, oh, maybe it's not his time? You know, God makes everything beautiful in his own time. To everything there's a time and a season. Like, oh, maybe not today, come back to tomorrow. You know, no credit today, come back tomorrow. You know, they think, oh, maybe today is not your day. It's okay, friend. Today is not your day. Look, we tried. We carried you all the way. We brought you here. It's not your day today. And then go back. Some of us were like that. We get to the door, and the door is closed. We get some people, when they get to the door is closed, they go back. Some people are extra persistent. They get to the window. The door is closed. The window is closed. Oh, we tried our best to. And even the friend say, I understand. It's okay. You can go back. When we get to the door, where is the door? God, for you be the door. We get to the door. When you get to the door is shut. You kick the door open. You get an axe, you break it down. I bet those friends could have done that, but it was human beings, assault and battery, so they didn't try it. The same thing, window, they couldn't. So they thought, you know, the Bible says, the kingdom of God suffers violence. The violence take it by. Yeah. You know, we got to take it by force. It's by force. Look, see, we have the devil who will, God has released these things. How many people believe that Pastor Paul is a prophet? He hears from God. He got that word. It's a year of expansion. Expansion is not going from one to two. It's complete. Pounding. So we have to see. But the violence has to take it by force. So those guys got to the window. No. Like, really? Okay. They decided, we're not going back. I've come this far. We're in September. Declare and decree that we're in September. I am not going back. The next 3 months of 2017 is going to be glorious. I'm not going back. So when you say, no place there, no room there. Friends, we got to do something new. Look, this is something, and I bet there will be other people who would have come and maybe sat outside the door, sat there, or gone back. We were doing something different. Friend, let's go. Let's go upstairs. Let's go around those stairs. That's what they did. They decided to go up the stairs. And you know, the Bible says, version says, they dug through the roof. I mean, the audacity, you're breaking through someone's roof. Yes. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Is it your house? Lord. Is it your house? How can you go and break through someone's? There's a cost. Like, okay, we'll pay for the repairs, we'll pay for the damages, but we got to get this person here. Because I know that in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. If I take this, my friend, all I need to do is get him into the presence of God. Miracles happen. See, I'm doing this. Melvin is my trainer. He's been teaching me how to do duck walks. Sorry. Hallelujah. In the presence of God, his fullness of joy. He knew all I need to do. So this man, they got desperate that they were going to get. Come what may. We're not going back. We're getting to where our breakthrough is. And listen to what he says. The Bible says they dug through the roof. And I'm going to read from verse 4. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof. And it says, and when they had broken through, that's what my version says. When they had broken, we break through. We have to. The devil is not going to allow us to just go through. We have to do breakthrough. And then they let their friend down. And see, look, do you remember the story of blind Bartimaeus? He screamed, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. He was screaming, sorry, I shout. But listen, let me tell you something about noisemakers. Noisemakers are the winners. You think every time Arsenal and Liverpool, or Arsenal and Liverpool, anytime when they're losing, you can tell. In my house, It's quiet. It's very quiet. When the wind, my husband, you guys think my husband is quiet, you guys need to come to my house. I will do a secret recording, you'll see. Come and hear noise. Noise. The winner shout. You know, British people, we're very, we step over. Go see them when they're watching football. Are they quiet? When they're winning, they're shouting. Winner shout. So shout. Hallelujah. Look. Sometimes when my husband is shouting, maybe Adebayo has almost caught the goal. I'm thinking, oh, maybe they're winning. It's not so. It's because he thinks they're going to finally score some goal. So he's getting ready. Ayow! And then, oh, look at Adebayo, stupid one. So listen. So even if you're going to something and you can't see the victory right now, shout the shout of praise. Yes, yes, sir. Confuse the devil. Confuse him. We shout unto victory and then we see the victory. Amen. Anyway, they got in there. They got their friend there. And yes, my point. Blind Bartimaeus, he shouted. And then when they brought him to Jesus, what was the question Jesus asked him? Do you guys remember? Say it, please. What do you want me to do to you? Look, Jesus, come, please. This is Jesus. You come help me here. You're helping me. Because someone said, oh, bring him to me. So I'm a blind man. Bring me to Jesus. Take me to Jesus. This is how he knew it was before Jesus. Somebody could have taken him to Judas. But they took him to Jesus. So he has to go. Oh, yes, this is Jesus for him. And then Jesus says, what do you want me to do to you? Come on now, Lord Jesus. You can't see. I am blind. It is very clear. I need you to heal me. I want my sight back. Is that not clear? Jesus said, what do you want me to do? Please sit. Yes. But listen, when they lowered their friend down, the Bible says he saw their faith. He saw. He saw they did not have to say anything, nothing. He just said, son, your sins are forgiven. Because the root cause of the paralysis was the sin of the man. So Jesus went straight to the sin, the root cause, and dug it out and dealt with that. Amen. And then obviously, he did the healing. Because Jesus will go to the root. He won't just put plaster over your soul. He will put, I've got a massive pimple here, you guys can't see, because I put MAC and I put some other foundation and I put concealer and I sealed it with some seal so you can't see. My husband can't see. When I take it all off, he can see. Jesus will just go to the pimple and take it out. No, Jesus won't put stuff on it. He will deal with it. Do you get what I'm saying? Sorry, I pulled her foundation off. Sorry, it's okay. Amen. That's what he does. So Jesus brought healing. And let's listen to another thing that happens. The violent take it by force. Do you know that? You know, when we take things by force, we jump the queue. As in, we jump the queue. The woman with the issue of blood, there were so many people around Jesus. They're like, hey, Jesus, hey, Jesus. She was like, I know in my heart, all I need to do is touch the hem of his garment. I'm going to Jesus. Go. Pa, grab the hem. And pa, she got her healing. People were around. Am I lying? So she jumped the queue. Jumped the queue. Right? These people, they jumped the queue. Hey, amen. How many people want to jump some queues here? I've been waiting on this queue long enough. I'm jumping some queues in the name of Jesus. Amen. But I also want to talk about something. Look, me, I have a testimony. You know, this guy had four friends. Four friends that would not let him go. I want to ask you. He says, they brought him on this thing. They brought him. Who are your day? Who are your day? Ask your neighbor, who is your day? Ask, who are your day? Who are the people in your inner circle? When you're paralyzed, You can't walk. They will carry you. Because let me tell you something. In life, at any point in time of our life, we will have that situation. It's either you've gone through it or you're going through it. I'm coming back to my thing. Because Godfrey, like my husband, tidied up my stuff. I didn't ask him to. It's okay. At any point in time, we will need day. God help you if you don't have day. God help you if you don't have day. I have a testimony. The last 18 months of my life has been challenging. God has been with me, but God also puts people in your life. God walks through people. He walks through human beings. Amen. And so, EG, where's my stuff? It's okay. So this is the paralyzed man. Okay, my four men, please come. Come. So they're all going to hold on to one whatever. But let me tell you what they represent. Someone else, please. Just hold it. It's okay. It's easier. So each one of these men represent love, compassion, determination, and faith. So they want to see you, okay? You know, the Bible says we should love fervently. That's 1 Peter 4:8. Love deeply. Because love covers a multitude of sins. Love is what will cause you to go the extra mile for someone. Love. Colossians 3:14 talks about putting on love. Amen? Amen. This one. And then 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, let all you do be done in love. Okay? Compassion. Even Jesus. You know Jesus? Jesus came. He came out of love. But the Bible says in Matthew 14:14 and Matthew 9:36 that he was moved with compassion. Moved with compassion. He saw them harassed, scattered. He ministered to them. Moved with compassion to the point where he was healing the sick. Amen. This one, determination. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that all run in a race, but only one does what? Wins the prize. Let's not run like we're just running. We're running to win this prize. These guys, the prize was, this man that's lying here has to get up. So determination. Amen? And then, what they need was faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. They needed faith. And you know when they got there, they said nothing. Jesus saw. He saw what? He saw their faith. And that was what Jesus saw. That got him to. Can you see the paralyzed man can now walk? Yes. Walking, jumping, leaping. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So, but you know what? This is where it starts. This is where it ends. But listen to what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 13:2. Even if I have faith, can you please put that up? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains, but I have not love. Even if I have this, that could move mountains, but I have not this, it is nothing. If you have faith, you have no love. You can have faith to get that man raised from the dead, but love will not let you do what you need to do. Compassion will not move you, propel you. Determination will not let you go through the roof. And then that's the icing on the cake. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, hope, faith, and love. The greatest is what? The greatest is what? The greatest is love. Amen. So I just want to encourage us this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know that last verse? That They were amazed. They said it. We've never seen anything like this before. We've never. So in every area of our lives, we're going to be believing God. I want that testimony. Never seen anything like this before. But also, I want to say something to you. You know, like I said, everyone needs this day. Everyone. But please put this down. Yeah? So this is the paralyzed man here. Yes? So this one's, no, don't go and please. As you know, this one's, they've carried this one's. There will come a time in life where you get in there. It's your turn. And we will carry you. It will come a time when it's your turn. And somebody, who are you carrying? Who are you carrying? It's not only good for you to have people carrying you. You got to be carrying someone. We can't be selfish and self-centered. Oh, it's all about me. All about me. No, we have to be carrying someone. Who are you carrying? Year of expansion. Who are you carrying? Each one, reach one. Carry someone. Carry someone. Carry them by force into the presence of God. I can imagine that paralyzed man saying, you know what, it's okay. You guys have even tried. Let's go home. I'm like, no, you're not going home. We're not doing this for you. You know, sometimes I tell you, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for your wife. So I'm taking care of you, not because of you, because of your wife. I want you to. Did I say that to you? Yes. 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 Do you know what I mean? I'm telling you. So even when your friend, you're like, I'm not doing this for you. You have to come by force. Yeah. Because I know, you know, some people, you got to carry them by force into the presence of God. And in the presence of God is fullness of joy. Our job is to carry someone into the presence of God. Who are we carrying? Year of expansion. Who are we carrying? Carry someone. Make sure you have your day. So in your time of need, someone's carrying you. But this year of expansion, say to the Lord, Lord, I have never shared the gospel with anybody. I've never led anyone to the Lord. I want to lead someone to the Lord. I want to lead. So for some people, it's one. So for some people, it's 10. And you know what? Sometimes what happens is you go shaking and quaking and you share the gospel. I remember when I shared the gospel and said, yes, I want Christ. I'm like, are you sure? You'll be pleasantly surprised because this is what is on the heart of God. And you know, we're gospel. We have the gospel of good news. We're good news carriers. Everyone needs good news. So make sure that you are carrying someone. Carry them into the presence of God because Master Jesus can fix anything and everything. All we need to do is just carry them. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many people want that testimony? We have never seen anything like this before. Never, never. That will be our testimony in the name of Jesus. Please rise to your feet. We're going to pray. Please rise to your feet. We will pray. I have my day. And I can tell you, last 18 months of my life, tough. I lost my best friend. My father had 3 attacks. We almost died. My husband was ill. The whole shebang. But believe me, I had my day. And let me tell you where my day were. They were in cell. This can be a plug for cell. They were in cell. You know, sometimes you can't choose the people you have. Like your brother, your sister. I don't like this, my brother, but hey, he's my brother, as in birth brother. So you don't have, you know, but some people, You choose to spend time with them. In cell, you have a choice. You choose to go spend time. Some friends we haven't seen them for how long? But cell, you choose on a weekly basis to go spend time. You're doing life with this person. And believe me, for me, when push came to shove, they were my day. Hallelujah. Who are your day? That's one question. And then secondly, who are you carrying? So believe God for those two things and believe God that 2017 will be a year like never before. People will testify. We've never seen anything like this before. And you will say, hey, come on now. I know 2017 is a year of expansion. I have never seen anything like this before. Please put up your hands and just pray from the depths of your heart. Lord, I want something radically different. And I know to get something different, I have to do something different. I can't keep doing the same old things and expect a new result. Father, do in me today what only you can do. Father, I bless you. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, O God, for each one of our lives. Father, we lift up our hands to you, O God, and we say we surrender. Just say, I surrender my life to you, O God. Say, Lord, I surrender. Do what only you can do in my life. Lord, let my life bring honor and bring glory to you. In the name of Jesus.